诗篇122篇第一节说，人跟我讲往生的殿去，我的心里就欢喜。
Psalm 122 verse 1 tells us that the psalmist says, whenever people tells me to go to the temple of the Lord, I rejoice.
我们相信很多弟兄姐妹今天早上都存着欢喜快乐的心情来到神的面前遵守安息日。
This morning, many of us have come together in God's household with a glad and joyful heart to keep the Sabbath.
我们会知道喜乐的心情是一种操练的课程。
Joy, or an attitude of joy, is a training.
因为这个人生充满了各种不如意的事情。
In our lives, we have many troubles.
有一次我去一个大学访问一位学生。
I once visited a youth in a college.
看到他的寝室去，觉得哇，这个小男生寝室还整理得蛮干净的。
When I went into his dorm, in his room, I noticed that he arranged everything very neatly.
然后他给自己的位置啊，弄一个黑色的窗帘。他说那是他用来祷告跟室友隔开的一个窗帘。
I also noticed that he had a black curtain, and he's in the middle of the room, and he said that he would use it whenever he needs to pray.
那在他书桌前呢，我看到一张小纸条，抄了一行字。
And on his desk, I saw a little piece of note with these words.
那上面纸条写的就是诗篇上面所说的，人生的日子呢，可以到70岁，强壮的可以活到80岁。其中可惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
The words were direct quotation from the Psalms, which says that our days are 70 if we are strong, up to 80, and our life is filled with vanity and meaninglessness.
我看了这一行字，又看看他，我们两个相视就笑了。
When I saw those words and when I looked at him, we both laughed.
我想说，一个18岁的青年怎么会有80岁的心情呢
？Why does an 18-year-old have such an thought of an 80-year-old？
才这么年轻，好像太阳刚升起来一个青年，竟然会觉得说人生是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空啊
！He is young and he's like a rising sun. How can he think about the vanity of life？
他说：“哎，黄弟兄啊，你不知道啊，这个在学校读书也是很辛苦的啦。”
And he told me, Brother Huang, you don't realize how hard it is to study in school.
他说我第一天到学校那个一个大教室的时候，那个 studio 哈，那个教室是充满的人呐。
He said when I first went into the big auditorium for my first lecture, I saw crowds of people.
那个教授就说哈，你现在看看你的左边，再看看你的右边，看清楚了没有？
The professor said, look around you, look on your left and on your right.
要看清楚哦，因为期中考以后呢，有一半的学生不在这里了。
Look carefully around you, because after the midterm, half of those people here will not be here.
所以他战战兢兢地在念书啊。
So he studied with fear and trembling.
他觉得自己好像一只蜗牛，背着一个重重的壳啊，一步一步地往前爬。
He felt that he was like a snail with a heavy shell above him and crawling slowly forward.
怪不得有八十岁的心情啊。
No wonder he felt like an 80-year-old.
有一次在家庭聚会的时候，有一个姐妹说。
During one of our family services, a sister shared this.
我们基督徒有可以难过吗
？Is it okay for Christians to be sad?
基督徒有悲观的权利吗
？Can Christians be pessimistic?
我们看一下圣经诗诗记5:21。
Let's please read Judges chapter 5:21.
诗诗记5:21。
Judges chapter 5:21。
旧约303页。
Chapter 5:21。Verse 21, the river Kishon swept them away, the age-old river, the river Kishon. March on, my soul, be strong.
这边提到，我的灵啊，应当努力前行啊。
March on, my soul, be strong.
这是底波拉的祷告，也是他的诗歌。
This is a prayer and psalm of Deborah.
为什么底波拉他会发出这样的一种呼喊呢
？Why did Deborah cry out like this?
我们知道底波拉是在13个士师当中唯一的女士师啊。
We know that Deborah was the only female judge among the 13 judges.
她是一个非常有名的士师，很多以色列地从但到别是巴，通通来她那里听她的判断。
She was a well-known judge, so much so that people from Dan to Beersheba would come to listen to her words.
本来应该是很高兴的，不是吗
？Shouldn't she rejoice at that?
她甚至连所罗门王都以后的所罗门王都跟她差不多有名气而已啊。
Even King Solomon, who was to come after her, was just about as famous as her.
但是为什么他呼喊这样的一种声音呢
？Why did she make such a prayer?
因为她的环境实在是很困难哦。
It is because she was in a very difficult situation.
他们那个国家已经在夏述王耶宾的手里被沦陷了被欺负了二十年了。
Her country had been oppressed by the enemy and his king, Jabin.
我们再看一下士师记第五章。
Please also read the same chapter.
第四章。
I'm sorry, chapter 4.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 through 3. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. After Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 2. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth, Hagoyim. Because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help.
这个敌人啊，欺负他们已经有二十年，而且敌人是很强壮的了。
The enemies have oppressed them for 20 years, and the enemies were strong.
我们再继续读五章的第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6. Verse 6, in the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were abandoned. Travelers took to winding paths.
这边提到，大道都没有人行走，大家都要小道而行啊。
Travelers took to winding paths instead of straight roads.
虽然他那么样有名气，甚至他屋子前面的树，人家都称为是底波拉的棕树。
Deborah was very famous. People even called named trees after her.
但是因为这样的环境，让她不得不难过。
But because of the oppression, she felt very sad.
我们今天生活在这个世界上，也是因为环境的关系，我们常常有一些觉得很感叹。
Today, our environments often make us sorrowful and sad.
我们在公司里面上班，我常常觉得大家都在玩政治。
Oftentimes on the job, we feel that people play politics.
常常不晓得为谁辛苦，为谁忙啊。
We don't even know who we are working for.
那些没事拿着咖啡到处聊天的，竟然会升迁，你做的要死要活，苦干实干，撤职查办呢。
Some people go around doing nothing, drinking coffee, but they get promoted, and you work to death, and you don't get ever promoted.
但是我们在教会有时候也是一样哎。
The same situations may sometimes occur in the church.
有时候您觉得好像一股热忱，想要在教会里面为神抛头颅洒热血。
You may have a heart of zeal to work hard for God.
可是好像你又觉得说，好像你多做会多错，少做会少错，那干脆不做就不错了。
But sometimes you feel that the more you work for God, the more mistakes you may make, so you might as well not do anything.
所以你很感叹环境太困难了。
So because of such adverse environment, you feel sad.
底波拉是不是因为这样就惧于环境呢？
But was Deborah afraid of the environment?
没有的。
No.
她靠神来打击那个环境啊。
She trusted in the Lord and faced her environment.
她召集兵军兵想要来跟敌人打仗。
She called together soldiers and armies to fight against the enemy.
这对很多人来讲，好像是一个蚂蚁在摇撼大树一样，是好像用蛋要来击石头一样。
The effort seemed so futile. It was as if she was calling a bunch of ants to shake a large tree.
但是她凭着信心下去做。
But because she did it by faith.
不怕环境的困难。
She was not afraid of the adverse environment.
我们看一下耶稣雅记五章的十三节。
Let's read Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
耶稣雅记五章的十三节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
五章十三节。
Verse 13. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, Are you for us or for our enemies?
耶稣要靠近耶利哥的时候，他举目观看。
He looked up near Jericho.
哇，那个城墙是那么的高。
He saw a tall wall.
那个城门是紧闭着。
He saw a shut gates.
他心里是想到什么东西呢？
What did he think of?
感谢主的那个时候，神证实出现在耶稣亚面前啊。
God appeared before Joshua at the time.
是要提醒他说，你不要只看那个城墙啊。
To remind him not to look at the fortress.
你要看耶和华军队的元帅，神军队的元帅。
But to look at the commander of the army of the Lord.
如果我们在看困难哦，会重蹈四十年前的错误啊。
If we only look at our problems, we will make the same mistakes.
四十年前看那个敌人好像巨人一样，我们好像蚱蜢一样。
40 years ago, the Israelites were afraid of the strong and tall enemies.
别人一踩，我们就好像蚱蜢，啾一声就死掉了。
They felt like they were grasshoppers, which were to be stepped on.
但是神要提醒他。
But the Lord reminded him.
你要看我手中的刀。
Look at the sword in my hand.
不要只看那个紧闭的城墙。
Do not just look at the gates that are shut.
你要看我。
Look at me.
不要看那个高大的城墙。
Do not just look at the walls of the fortress.
这个就是今天我们面对环境应该有的一种态度啊。
This is the attitude we should have.
如果我们有信心，神会帮我们打仗的。
With faith, the Lord will fight for us.
我们看回来四世纪的第五章。
Please turn to Joshua, Judges chapter 5.
四世纪的第五章。
Judges chapter 5.
我们看第19节
Verse 19
20节看20节
Let's read verse 20 instead Chapter 5 verse 20 From the heavens the stars fought From their courses they fought against Sisera
这边提到说星宿都从天上来帮忙他们战争脱离轨道来攻击他们敌人、啊、
Even the stars go from their courses to fight against the enemy
所以虽然环境很困难
Despite this difficult circumstance,
我们有信心
if we have faith,
神都要用外力来帮助我们解决我们环境的困难、啊、
God will use other means to help us.
所以我们即使在工作上面在公司里面有很多的挫折
We may face frustrations on our jobs.
但是我们不要忘了公司的老板不只是那一位而已
But do not forget that your boss is not the only boss.
我们有天上有个更大的老板
We have a greater boss in heaven.
我们的赏赐不只是每个月两张支票而已。
Our reward is not just the biweekly checks.
我们的赏赐是来自神那边啊，无限的赏赐。
Our reward comes from the eternal heavenly Father.
我们在教会工作也是一样。
The same applies to church work.
也许别人给我们很多啊善意的建议啊。
People sometimes give us constructive criticism.
但是我们听起来变成恶意的批评。
But we feel as if we are being criticized negatively.
但是我想大家都出于爱神，都出于好意的啦。
However, people do everything out of love.
即使他是坏意的。
Even if they have done it out of evil intention.
我们要学习大卫的精神啊。
We should learn from David.
当示梅要击打大卫的时候。
When Shimei wanted to stone David.
大卫作诗这样说啊。
David wrote this psalm.
他说我的耳朵好像聋子一样，我听不见了。
My ears are like those of a deaf.
我的嘴巴好像哑巴一样，我不说出口来还击啊。
I am like a mute. I do not even retaliate.
这就是我们应该有的精神啊。
That is the attitude we should have.
我们中国有一句诗歌这样说的。
There's a Chinese poem that goes like this.
他说：“两岸猿声啼不住啊，轻舟已过万重山啊。”就是你两边的那个岸边哦，猴子这边叽叽喳喳叫啊，可是你心好像一叶扁舟一样。从这个万重山溜过去了。
You should feel as if you are passing, going down a river, and on both banks, there are noises of animals, but you still feel peaceful in your heart.
所以无论人怎么样说我们
，despite the criticisms,
我们心拿得正。
We need to hold up our integrity.
我们心还是要努力前行的。
We should still march on and be strong.
我在想说，最有资格放弃工作的是谁
？Who would be most qualified to quit?
使徒时代、哦、那些信徒我是觉得最有资格放弃工作的就是放弃为神工作了、
the believers in the apostolic church could have quit working for God
他们传一篇道理就要被关了
they were imprisoned after preaching
啊，经一个神迹就要被打
they were beaten after performing miracles
甚至要被放到竞技场里面跟狮子啊，狮子竞技啊
they were put in the stadium to fight with the animals
但是在这种艰苦的环境之下他们都没有放弃
But despite this harsh circumstance, they never gave up.
就像梅花一样，越冷它越开花了。
It is like the cherry blossom that blooms, even though despite the weather.
这是我们应该有的精神啊。
So that is the attitude we should have.
山虽然很高，白云依然会过去啊。
Even though the mountain is high, so goes the saying, the cloud still passes it.
虽然竹子很密，流水依然流过去啊。
Even though the forest is thick,The water still flows through it.
环境对我们来讲虽然很困难
Even though our circumstance is harsh
但是依靠神的心我们一定要可以一定还是可以勇往的直前、啊、
But by our trust in the Lord we can still march on
除了环境以外、哦、有时候我们对人事方面、哦、会相当的挫折感很重
Sometimes we are often frustrated by the people around us
我们看一下四世纪的四章
Let's read chapter 4 of Judges
第六节
Verse 6
四章的第六节到第八节
Chapter 4 verse 6 to verse 8 Verse 6
请念四世纪四章第六节到第八节
She sent for Barak son of Abinoam from Kedesh and Naphtali and said to him The Lord the God of Israel commands you Go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to Mount Tabor 7 I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands. Verse 8. Barak said to her, if you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go.
他希望这个他拉出来为以色列百姓征战。
She called for Barak to fight for Israel.
可是这个他拉是个大男人，可是表现得好像没有什么用处一样呢。
Barak was a strong man, but he looked very timid.
要他去得荣耀，以为要他去死呢。
She called for him to win a reward, but he thought that he was going to die.
台湾话有一句话说，要亲你好像以为要咬你一样呢。
There's a Chinese saying that you feel as if people are going to bite you when they want to kiss you.
有时候我们对不长进的那些同工或是青年，有时候觉得很气馁呀。
Sometimes we feel frustrated when we see people not making any progress.
该领事的不来领事，该欢迎的不来欢迎。
When we see people not doing their duties.
要你是得荣耀，你以为要你去做什么坏事情一样。
You're supposed to substitute for them, but you feel that you are suffering.
保罗对这个巴拿巴也是有很大的挫折感哦。
Paul also had such
frustration.
Paul also has such frustration with Mark.
马可来自于比较富有的家庭啊。
Mark was from a well-to-do family.
带他出去传道，中途就回家睡大，回家去了。Mark
gave up halfway after during the missionary trip, and Paul was very angry.
点油做记号，以后永远不录用了。He
decided not to use him again.
可是巴拿巴就不一样哦。Barnabas
was different.
还是给他机会，因为年轻人就是要给他空间成长。He
still gave this young man a second chance to grow.
最后证明巴拿巴是对的。
And Barnabas turned out to be right.
马可后来写了福音书，做了很多的工作。
Mark even wrote one of the Gospels and did much great work for God.
所以我们不要轻易的对人事方面感到挫折感很重。
So we should never give up or feel frustrated because of people's failures.
有一个青年哦，他从小就觉得自己很没有用。
There was a young man who felt that he was very useless.
因为从小他祖父就骂他是猴齐天哦，七十二变，高则天，七十几变哦，就是很调皮啊。
Since his childhood, his uncle would say that he was a very naughty boy.
他祖母就骂他说，你哦，都不安静了，像那个是这个化粪池里面的蛆一样。
And his grandmother would say that he was very noisy.
所以他就没有 self-esteem 嘛，就是很自卑啊。
So he lacked self-esteem.
可是呢，那个教会的老师真的没有放弃他哦。
But the teacher at church never gave him up.
送他一本苦而努力记啊，让他去念。
He gave him a story of a successful man who had a very harsh childhood.
带他上教堂,
and brought him to church.
他真的就这样子努力起来，后来在神国里面成为一个有用的工人。
And because of this, he later on became a useful worker in the kingdom of
God. 所以我们今天不要轻看我们在座那些小朋友啊。
So we should not look down on the children among us.
或是那一些好像气候不够成熟的青年。
Or the young people who seem to be immature.
因为十年之后，他要叫我们刮目相看。
Perhaps 10 years later, we will look at them differently.
我的心啊, 要继续努力前行。
March on, my soul, and be strong.
我们看一下四世纪五章的十七节。
Let's read Judges chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17. Gilead state...
对不起, 五章十五节到十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Yes, Issachar was with Barak, rushing after him into the valley. In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. 16. Why did you stay among the campfires to hear the whistlings for the flocks? In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. 17. Gilead stayed behind, beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he linger by the ships? Asher remained on the coast and stayed in his coughs.
他们正在征战当中啊。
It was during battle time.
这十二个支派你发现到有的人呢跟着巴拉在那边征战。
Some of the tribes fought with Barak.
有的人呢坐在港口静坐,
but some sat by the coast.
有的人坐在羊群里面听那个羊群吹笛的声音.
Some heard the voice of music among the flock.
假如说我们现在有灵部大会,
let's suppose that there is a spiritual convocation.
我们弟兄姐妹很多人都征战得很认真啊。
And many brothers and sisters work very hard.
可是有的人跑到这个我们这边的海边去那边露营钓鱼。
But if a few people go to the beach and fish,
他们会说，哎，我在这边力大志，色大魔。
They may say that there is much searching of heart in them.
你心里会很难过的啦。
You will feel very frustrated.
你是我兄弟耶。
You are my brother, you will say.
现在国家有难耶。
And the country is in trouble.
你站在那里，假官说旷被羞，他站在那边看 我们这边生死啊都不管了。
And you just stand there idle and not doing anything.
啊，我们这时候很沮丧的。
We will feel very frustrated.
我们常常对外人的不帮忙哦，可以忍受。
Sometimes if passersby don't help us, we can still bear it.
但对弟兄的不帮忙，同胞的不帮忙，我们觉得没有办法忍受。
But if it is our brothers who don't help us, we would not be able to stand.
我们静静观察约瑟的一生啊。
If we look at Joseph's life,
他一生哦经历了两次的逃亡。
In his life, he had to flee for his life.
当他很小的时候呢，跟着爸爸逃离祖父的家。
When he was young, he had to flee the uncle's house.
当他到达事件的时候，还跟着爸爸从事件再逃到伯特利去，因为他哥哥杀了人呢、啊。
And when, from Shechem, he had to flee with his family to another place because the brothers have killed.
在这两次事件当中哦，圣经上没有记载约瑟心中有什么挣扎。
But despite these two events, Joseph did not have any struggles or frustrations.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为全家一条心呢、啊。
Because their family was united.
弟兄大家团结，都走一个方向。
All the brothers were united and walked in the same direction.
但是哦，当他发觉到是他的弟兄卖他的时候，他真的是哭啊哭啊。
But eventually, when his brothers sold him, Joseph's heart broke.
他苦苦的哀求说：“求你们不要这样子啊！”他们还是不听他的话。
He cried bitterly and asked them not to sell him, betray him, but they would not listen.
后来我们再看耶稣的一生，他在波提华的家中被误会了，他不再哭泣了。
Later on, when Joseph was being accused. Falsely, he would no longer weep.
当他被关到监狱里面去的时候，他也不再哭泣了。
When he was in prison, he would not weep.
当他再次哭泣的时候，就是当他再次看到他弟兄的时候，再哭泣了。
And the next time he wept was when he reunited with
his brothers. 因为那正是他心中的痛啊。
Because it was that hurt him.
他本来以为这些事情都过去了。
He thought that all these have passed.
他把他的大儿子起名叫做忘了吧，马拿西亚，忘了吧。
He called his older son Manasseh, which means forget.
如果不记得，为什么要忘了呢
？If he did not remember anything, why should he forget anything?
因为忘不了，才把他起名字叫忘了吧。
He called him to forget because he could not forget.
但是那个忘不了的事情，那个又爱又痛的事情，如今又回到他的跟前来。
And something that hurt him now has finally come back.
所以圣经上讲说，他哭的连那个。埃及家的众仆每个人都听到了。
So he wept so loud that even the whole house of Pharaoh heard him.
神常常用我们最亲近的人来磨练我们呢。
God often uses those who are dear to us to train us.
当基甸要出来做事事的时候
，When Gideon came out to be judge,
神要他第一件所做的事情就是把你爸爸的那个巴利的偶像的祭坛拆掉。
The first thing God told him to do was tear down the idol in the father's house.
哎，那是他的亲爸爸呢。
His own father.
这是不容易的事情啊
！It was very difficult.
神要用我们亲情来磨练我们。
God uses our family relationship to train us.
有一个弟兄他信耶稣后被爸爸逼迫。
There was a brother who was persecuted after believing Christ.
每次弟兄会回家就被用棍子被打，那是早期的台湾生活。
After every church service, he would be beat up by his father. This is back in Taiwan.
但是他很有信心呢。
But he has a strong faith.
他能够战胜这种人际上的困难。
He overcame such a problem.
他还是可以保持他的信仰。
He maintained his faith.
他回家的时候就把棍子拿在他的手上，跪在爸爸面前说：“爸爸，请打。”
When he went home, he would take the rod into his father's hand and said, "Father, please discipline me."
爸爸打到真的是不晓得怎么办呢？这么乖的孩子，但是却这么叛逆啊，不听我的话。
Even though the son was very obedient, he kept going to church, and the father had no choice but to beat him.
后来他叔叔跟他爸爸讲说：“哎呀，你不要再打了，你看这个孩子。”信耶稣之后变得这么乖啊。
After a while, however, the uncle told the father, "You shouldn't beat him because he has become such an obedient child after believing Christ."
感谢主，他有办法胜过人际的关系啊。
So this brother was able to overcome this difficult challenge.
今天我们弟兄姐妹的关系也是成为我们的一种征战。
Today, the relationship among brothers and sisters could be a challenge also.
我们常常觉得很没有伴，做圣工很孤单。
Sometimes we feel lonely when we work for God.
我们常常觉得为什么弟兄姐妹当我们在认真的时候，他们跑到哪里去了
？We wonder where is everyone when we are working so hard.
但是哦，这一段经节跟我们讲说，不要在这方面被打倒了。
But this passage teaches us not to be frustrated because.
当在这个时候，我们只要找两三个人就可以了。
But we should just find two or three companions.
就像他们只找两三个支派来帮忙就可以了。
Just as the Israelites only fought with two or three tribes.
做圣工人不一定要多了。
Sometimes Sometimes it doesn't take a crowd to do holy work.
当基甸出来打仗的时候，有32,000个人要跟随着基甸出来打仗。
When Gideon first came out to fight, 32,000 men followed.
但是神最后只拣选了300个人让他一起去打仗而已啊。
But in the end, the Lord only picked 300 to go with him.
神常常用很少数的我们来完成神的大圣工啊。
God may use very few of us to accomplish his great work.
所以不要看人啊。
So do not look at people.
山不在高，有仙则名啊。山不一定高，有神仙就有名气了。水不一定要很深的，有神他就圣灵就会同工了。
As long as God is with us, He will guide us and help us.
所以我们不要因为人很多而高兴啊。
So we should not be joyful just because there are a lot of people.
我们也不要因为人很少跟我们同工我们就难过啊。
Nor should we be sad because we see very few people.
我们不要因为礼拜二的祷告、家庭聚会的人比较少来，我们就灰心丧志啊。
We shouldn't feel discouraged because we see very few people show up for prayer service.
因为我们要知道，那看不见跟我们同在的。比那看得见跟我们同在的还多得多啊。
Because those who are with us that we cannot see are more than those enemies whom we can see.
那看不见跟我们同在的帮助我们的比那看不见跟我们同在的比那看得见的还多了。
I'm sorry, those who are with us, that is the Lord, is stronger or more than those people than who we cannot see.Whom we can see and who are not around us.
所以我们的心啊，你要努力前行啊。
So we should say to ourselves, our soul, march on with and be strong.
我们在生活当中，除了环境、人事的困难方面，有时候事情本身就是一个非常难解决的困难了。
And besides human relationships, we often have to deal with the problems themselves.
我们看一下四世纪的5:22.
Judges chapter 5:22.
5:22.
Judges chapter 5:22. Then thundered the horse's hoofs, galloping, go his mighty steeds.
23节.
Verse 23. Curse Miras, said the angel of the Lord. Curse his people bitterly, because they did not come to help the Lord against the mighty.
坐马已经打战到一半了。
The horses are in battle.
已经跳梯很久了。
They've been galloping for a long time.
但是奔驰跳梯之后又继续奔驰啊。
And they keep on galloping.
我们不要因为事情一半没有做成功而把它放弃了。
We should not give up halfway.
放弃了一半等于没有做一样。
If we give up, it is as if we haven't done anything.
所以我们应该有耶稣亚的精神。
We should learn from Joshua.
敌人还没有打完的时候。敌人还没有战杀完的时候。
As long as they have not killed all the enemies.
我们有信心叫月亮停叫太阳停。
He called the sun and the moon to stop.
为的是要把事情给做完毕了。
So as to finish his battle.
你看以色列攻打爱城哦，一天绕一次，要绕七天，第七天要绕七次。耶利哥城，对不起。
When the Israelites attacked Jericho, they had to surround the city one time every day for 7 days and 7 times on the last day.
如果他们攻打到绕了六次哦，或是第七天绕六次哦，等于没有绕一样，城不会倒了。
If they gave up towards the end, the city would not have collapsed.
如果乃曼元帅到河里面去沐浴七次，他只沐浴到六次就放弃了，他也不会到捷径的。
Had Commander Naaman been in the river bathe himself only 6 times, he would not have been cleansed.
所以有人说哦，什么叫英雄？英雄就是能够坚持到最后5分钟，那个就是英雄啦。
A true hero is one that endures to the very end.
所以让我们行百里路半九十啊。在做圣工的时候，或是我们个人有任何困难的时候，我们要一鼓作气，求神给我们力量，把它做完。
So, we should ask the Lord to give us a heart of persistence and endurance to the end.
有时候事情哈，在做的当中，你会觉得每次做每次失败，真的是自己的一种生命上的痛。
But sometimes when we meet failure after failure, we feel very disheartened.
小弟认识一位弟兄。
I know a brother.
来美国留学。
Who came to the U.S. to go to school here.
念电机啊。
He studied electrical engineering.
念完之后呢，想要找工作，因为没有身份，然后找不到工作。
And after he graduated, he couldn't find a job because of his residence, his status.
那怎么办呢？他就，不然再念一个学位好了，就念电脑。
So he decided to major in computer.
那念电脑念完之后再找工作，找了半年也是，每次去人家问他说，哎，你也没有身份啊。
But after he graduated from that major, people, whenever he went for an interview, people would ask him, do you have permanent residency?
没有哎。
He would say no.
那你回去等等看哦，静听消息。
then he would just go back and wait for the next news.
屡战屡败啊,
he failed one time after another.
但心中很难过,
he felt very sad.
有一次我们去访问他,
once we had we visited him.
我关了他的房门啊,
I shut the door.
那发现他房门掉了一个牌子来勉励自己, 他自己的,
and I saw that behind the door there was a plaque to remind himself.
那个牌子写说, I have tried everything, now try Jesus. 他说我已经试过很多方法了，现在来试试主耶稣基督吧。
He says, I have tried everything, now I should try Jesus.
他跟我见证啊，他现在要祷告都要祷告一个小时的啦。He
will pray at least an hour every time.
你祷告一个小时，你时间知不知道什么时候一个小时？他说他知道，因为他是用 timer 来 time 他一个小时到就会亮了。He
will use a timer to time how long he prayed. That's why he knew he prayed for an hour.
他每次就是早上就会等信件的来临呢。Every
morning he waited for a mail.
最后一个礼拜了，他已经行李都打包好了，要回台湾去了。 因为那个 practical training 的时间到期了。
Because the period of his practical training was expiring, so he was ready to pack up and go back to Taiwan.
但是他对神没有失落信心啊。
But he did not lose faith in God.
他真的，我们中文讲那句"屡战屡败"，不但是屡战屡败哦，而是屡败屡战，是一种更积极的态度来等候神的回应啊。
He was ready for the ready to fight on, even though he had failed so many times.
他对神抓得很紧啊。
He grasped hold of God.
他甚至觉得说，如果神要把他请回台湾，他也很感谢领受了。He
was willing to go back to Taiwan.
但是感谢神，就在他要离开那段时间。And
praise God during the last week before he left.
他得到公司的一个 offer， 拿到一份工作。He
got an offer from a company.
可是我觉得他在生命当中真的是体会到神这样的宝贵的一种带领啊。He
received such experience. Precious experience of God's guidance.
我们常常觉得，如果没有失败的痛苦，很难尝到成功的喜悦。If
we never taste failure, we will not rejoice at our success.
如果没有尝过走过死荫幽谷，你就没有办法看到被礁石激起美丽的浪花。If
there are no rocks in the by the beach, you cannot see the beautiful waves.
一粒麦子如果不死了，你就没有办法看出它结出很多的麦粒来。Unless
a kernel of wheat dies, you cannot see many seeds.
所以事情的结果，存乎我们一心的观念是怎么样看它的啦。So
it all depends on how we look at things.
有人说夕阳无限哦，只是近黄昏呢。Some
people say that there is never a real sunset.
夕阳无限哦，sunset很好，但是已经进了这个黄昏了。但是有人说虽然黄昏已经进了黄昏，夕阳还是无限好了。Some
people sunset pessimistically, saying that the sun is about to set, but someone else would say that it's a beautiful sunset.
所以对事情我们要更积极的态度来面对它。So
we should look at things more positively.
有人说如果冬天来了，春天还会远吗？
People say, when winter comes, spring is not far away.
神要跟我们同在啊,
the Lord will be with us.
我的心啊, 你要努力前行。
March on, my soul, and be strong.